Hello, hello, sales fellow. Fastest way to learn sales podcast number 33. Welcome to the show, guys and girls. And let's begin, like always, with a quote, this time from Marcus Aurelius. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your last name. Marcus was a philosopher and Roman emperor dating back to year 161 and 180, not 1961. It's 161. That's how far back something so wise Marcus said. And that is, it is not death that a person should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Super powerful, so we'll say that again. It is not death that a person should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. And guys and girls, the reason I choose such a dark quote this time, because this theme of this episode today, of this podcast, is little dark. It's one of those things that we're scared of. It's one of those things that we, you know, sometimes we have to do these things to become more stronger. Just like asking for a sale, 65% of our sales conversations ends without presentations. They end without asking for a sale. Just because we're scared of that. No, we're going to talk about six basic fears that people have and how a salesperson should not in order to be successful. I know we discussed that we're going to get into 15 ways of building a healthy, positive self-image, but I found that this was a key component to conquer before we get into building a great one. So what are the six basic fears that we have? The number one on the list is the fear of poverty. Now, we all have that one. We all feel, you know, if I make this decision, if I make that decision, it makes us handicapped in many places. So it's, to be honest with you, fear of poverty is a state of mind and nothing else. And the only thing you can control is your state of mind. The state of mind, something that one assumes, right? It cannot be purchased. It cannot be created. And it is true that it's a fear that makes us not do a lot of stuff, stop from contributing the way we should be. So that's number one. The number two is actually, I want to just step back a little bit and on the poverty one, there are some signs, right? So some sign, the number one sign is worry. You usually have, you worry too much for things that are not happening. You find faults in others. And if that's happening, you know, just to give you an example, if you go to a dealership, there's bright and brilliant salespeople all over, right? And if you ask someone, say, hey man, the dealership have this new leadership position, sales manager position open, why don't you apply? They may not give me because, you know, I belong to such race or such religion or such something. That's, again, just handicapping yourself, right? You're doubting yourself, which is the second piece of this. And then lack of ambition is another thing that comes into the same symptoms. Indecision, you know, when do we make those decisions? I want you all to look into the calendar and find that day we live in the most, which is tomorrow. If you don't find tomorrow in the calendar, let's not make plans for that day. Let's make plan for the days that are in there. And don't wait for the right time, right? Don't wait for the right time. There's never going to be the perfect time. And that's just some symptoms of people who are fearful of poverty. The second fear is the fear of criticism. It's pretty destructive. You know, it destroys your imagination. And, you know, like Dale Carnegie said, if you worry too much of what other people will think of you, you will always be a prisoner of their thinking. So you don't want to be that, you know. You have your own story. You are the most unique person the world has ever seen. So be proud of that. The third one is the fear of ill health. And let me tell you this. A research says that 75% of all people who visit doctors for professional services are suffering with a disease called hypochondria, which is an imaginary illness. And another study that shows that 80% of the disease or the illness goes away when we listen to someone who, what they have to say, the illness starts to reduce. That's why when we go to a doctor, we feel better because we told them exactly how we feel. So guys, just find that person in your life, if that's the case, right? And number fourth is the fear of loss of something that you love, somebody that you love. And now that's the most painful one, right? That's the most painful one. The number fifth is the fear of old age, right? A lot of people in sales, in any other profession, we always say, "Ah, I can't do this. I'm getting old," you know. And that's just a sign that you're thinking that way, which is not the way we should. The truth is, some of our most useful years, mentally and spiritually, are those in the later life. So we have more wisdom than the younger people. So there are some positives that we can draw from the old age. The last one on the list is the fear of death. And that's why I started this podcast with that quote, because fear of death, I know it is there. So as Napoleon Hill, in his book, when he's describing all these six fears, he says, the fear of death is useless. Death will come no matter what anyone may think about it. And he also adds to it, which is very, very powerful, that it must be a necessity or it would not come to us at all, right? And that's a very good point, you know. And the second positive thing that he talks about death is the entire world is made up of only two things, energy and matter. And they both never go away. They both transform. We're the energy, he says, and we will transform into something else. And he also kind of points out that when we live in our mom's womb for 9 months, do we remember that journey? And so he points out that we may not remember this journey. So just to close this very dark podcast that I'm doing, just so that we list these fears in our life and we have a way of handling these fears. If we don't have fear, honestly, we will be more productive on the sales floor. So, you know, relieve yourself forever of the fear of death by reaching a decision to accept death as an inescapable event, right? The fear of poverty, take that out by reaching a decision to get along with whatever wealth you can accumulate without worry, right? That's important. You know, we always worry more. And we talked about it. We have to be grateful. The gratitude missing from most of us. Okay, now comes how to handle the fear of criticism. You know, by reaching a decision not to worry about what other people think, what other people do, or what other people say about you. You know, just clear that clutter in from your mind. Don't, like Dale Carnegie again. Fear of old age is a very simple one. You know, just take care of your body, look after yourself, all the wisdom, the self-control, and the understanding that not many young people have, you will have at the old age that you're going to enjoy. Okay, so not, you know, it's taking away some negatives from that old age fear too. Fear of ill health is, again, remember, just take care of your body. Eat healthier, cleaner, do a little bit of exercise, maintain yourself. It's your body. Body is your temple, Mr. Buddha, remember. And the final one is the fear of loss of love. Now, how do I conquer this one? How do I overcome this one? Napoleon Hill beautifully says, you know, love the loved ones while they are here as much as you can. So don't miss out a single beat when they're around. Love them as much. Your friends, right? Don't have any regrets. Hey, let's go play this. And, you know what, that day may never come. So just play, do things that you like to do, and love the people around you more and more, and as much as you can. And, you know, that's how I would like to end this little dark, I keep saying this podcast, but these six fears: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love of someone, the loss of love of someone, the loss of old age, the loss of death. These six basic fears, we all have them in some form or shape. I hope today I've given you some tidbits to fight them, to be more stronger, and, you know, think in a different, this is completely a mindset shift, right? So you're shifting your mindset from being fearful to being able to handle them with some positivity behind it. And honestly, if you are a positive person, you will make that energy move around you. It will go from you to the others. They can feel it, right? It's contagious. So the reason why I did this is so that we can work on ourselves. And once we have these it built in our DNA and we feel fearless of these things, you know, we will have a very stronger sales career. Any career, anything that we're doing will have, we'll just be better, we'll just be stronger, because we will come across as a very powerful person. We will, whatever we say will have more value, more weight to it. So guys and girls, thanks for listening, thanks for playing. I appreciate you guys tuning in once again, and I promise tomorrow we'll start from a very positive note, and we're going to talk about 15 steps to building a healthy, positive self-image. But like I said before, that this was really important. I look forward to talk to you guys tomorrow about those 15, or maybe some of them, as many as we can do in 10 to 12 minutes. Thanks for staying with me. Like, share, subscribe, comment, review this podcast, and I will see you guys on the next show. Cheers.